This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. Auto News. Exclusive interviews. Real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, today, broadcasting from the Concorso Italiano, right? Directly sitting on the golf course with a whole bunch of Italian cars. And a man who I spent a little time with in Spain recently, Carl Brower from KBB, Content Maniac.
That's me. I'm glad you put the content in front of there. Thank you.
Maniac.
Most people don't do that. They just leave it at the other
one. So following you on Facebook means that I am fully conscious of what is happening in the world of the Ford GT, because you are an owner and you are a big fan of the car and maybe a future owner of a new 20. Probably an 18 at this point, wouldn't it be? Maybe?
20. Well, you know what? They haven't sent us our build, time frames yet. That's supposed to be the next piece of documentation we get. I would love to think I would be a 2017 owner and in the next 3 to 9 months would have mine in my possession. But I will not choosy on getting one and whenever I can get one.
Right.
So it might be a 2018.
Well, and then there was some big news, which I think, thanks to you, I heard. By the way, you hear that noise?
That's raw emotional automotive exuberance right there.
And literally, I don't even know what kind of car that is burbling in the background, because that's what happens here at these shows. You're like, what is that?
Yeah, I know. Just let your listeners know it's not because we didn't eat a breakfast this morning. That's not our stomach. That is a device.
Oh,
there
wow.
it goes.
Isn't that beautiful? What is that?
Oh, that's
a Ferrari.
Very early Ferrari. Early Ferrari. We'll not pretend to know the exact model.
I know. Again, that's a car I've never seen before.
Yeah,
wow.
Very early.
So talk about the news about the Ford GT, that they have just announced something.
Yeah, it's very exciting, more so for people who haven't yet gotten on the list to get one of these very limited production cars. But they are extending production to 4 years from 2.
Mm.
So they already had said they were going to race the car for 4 years at Le Mans. And everyone kind of assumed, well, if they're racing it for 4 and they've only committed to building it for 2,
yeah.
I feel like there's a mismatch here they might want to address. So they did officially 2 nights ago. And so you'll have 4 years of production. There were people who were put on what was called a priority wait list.
Right.
That didn't officially get approved for the 2-year production. Everyone who got that letter essentially is the 3rd-year production people.
Wow.
So those people all just got upgraded. A bunch of emails went out yesterday morning to people making them very happy saying...
Upgraded, I love that.
Yeah, yeah, saying, you know that priority waitlist email you got about a month ago from us? That
right,
just turned into you're on the list to get a car.
That is so awesome.
And then there'll be a 4th-year of production, and there's still some openings there, and some people will be able to either update their application or apply from scratch if they missed the window last April and May.
Absolutely fantastic. For those who... happen to be a big fan for the Ford GT. Carl also has a website that he's doing, so you can keep an eye on his shenanigans with this car that he's ordered, and also a lot of history that's there. Tell the world about that.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate because I've had the car for 11 years, like Tuesday. It'll be 11 years. I got my car August 23rd, 05, and I have got so many megabytes of video, audio, photo, documents, scanned in documents, early documents on that car. And I've tracked everything because I loved the process so much, and a tiny fraction of it has ever been seen on any kind of website. So I realized, instead of trying to, jam it into other people's websites, why don't I make my own? And I already had the URL carlbrower.com, so what the hell? Let's make carlbrower.com into a somewhat, car guy with a focus on Ford GT ownership. And so I'm putting up stuff on a daily basis. I've got, just recently I put up the order forms. I have my original order form of how I ordered my 2005 GT, so you can see the exact way the order form looked, the agreement I made with Ford since I was on their preferred list to not sell it within a couple years, and if I did, they got first right of refusal.
Nice.
Very early documented information and a lot of stories about how I got that car and what it was like.
Well, you can check it out again, carlbrower.com. Kelley Blue Book is where he works. He's the senior director of insights or something to that effect. We really still do not know what he actually does, but he's very important because he's always on the news. He's a car guy. That's what matters most. I want to find out, you just drove the Acura NSX. Can you talk?
I can.
Ooh, you're listening to The Drive. He drove the Acura NSX, the supercar that all we've done is seen pictures of, and now we're going to hear about what it's like to be behind the wheel right here on The Drive. Our show brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. It is their 25th anniversary of the Craftsman Club, 20 million members strong. Check it out at craftsman.com. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.